Thank you very much for having us here this morning. It's great to be with you to share from the Bible and to talk about Japan as well.
谢谢你让我们夫妇俩能够来到这个地方，能够跟你们一起分享圣经，还有分享在日本的一些事工。
Sorry that I have to speak in English. I only understand a little bit of Chinese.
对不起，因为我只能够讲英语，因为我只是对中文有一点点的认识罢了。
But I can remember Yesu Aini from this morning's song, so I learned a new phrase.
他只是知道了一点点中文的一些句子。
Have you ever been upset by something that you've seen in public?
你是否曾经在大街上或者对某一些事物感到非常的沮丧或者是失望？
Perhaps you saw people being violent or... Sorry.
或者你有没有看到一些暴力的情况？
Maybe a traffic accident,
或者是车祸,
extreme poverty,
或者是极度的贫穷,
or sexually explicit images,
或者是一些色情的一些图片。
All of these things can be quite emotionally upsetting.
这些东西呢，都会让我们感到非常的沮丧。
When Paul was in Athens, he was upset by something different.
当保罗在雅典的时候，他对某一些事情呢，感到非常的沮丧和失望。
As he made his way through the city, Acts 17 verse 16 tells us that Paul's spirit was provoked by how full of idols the city was.
当保罗还在雅典等候的时候，他看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
He was upset by how many objects he saw dedicated to the worship of false gods.
他看到好多的物件都用来赞美那些假神。
Now, I had a similar experience when I visited Japan for the first time in 2012.
当我第一次到达日本的时候，在2012年的时候，也同样有这样子的经历。
As I walked around the cities, I saw the same thing that Paul noticed, that Japan was full of idols.
当我走在日本的大街上的时候，我看到保罗所看到的，就是日本满城都是偶像。
In Japan's ancient capital, Kyoto, I saw temples that were beautifully designed and were visited by many tourists.
在日本的古都、首都、这个京都这个地方，我看到好多这个庙宇都被这些好多的游客来观赏。
I think we might have a picture of some of them in the slides.
我们这里有一些图片。
I could see as I walked past,that they weren't just for decoration, people were actually worshipping in them when I walked past.
当我走过这些地方的时候，他们不单单只不过是将它设为摆设，而是真正去敬拜这些假神。
Next slide, I think. Also, in an alleyway in Osaka where I was staying, I could see a Buddha statue that was inset in the wall on the street as I walked towards the shops.
当我走在这个大阪的一个小巷当中的时候，我就看到这个佛陀这些雕像呢，就在这个马路上一边一整排的这样子排过去。
I thought it was just a decoration.
我以为他们只不过是一些装饰品罢了。
But when I came back through that street a few nights later, a man was burning incense and chanting to the Buddha.
当我在同样的路上，我三天之后，我再回到这个路上的时候，我就看到有一个人在那里烧香，而且敬拜、念经，去敬拜他这些假神。
It seemed as though everywhere I went,There were people honoring, worshipping false gods.
就好像我走到的每一个地方，就有好多的人去敬拜这些假神。
It was quite distressing and even depressing to me.
这对我来说是非常感到伤痛，而且非常沮丧的一件事。
I wonder how do you feel this morning when I describe a country that is full of idolatry?
我不晓得你们今天，当我今天早上这样子跟你们说的时候，日本是满城都是偶像的时候，你的感觉是什么样子的？
A country that has around 30 shrines or temples for every one Christian church.
在日本，每一个教会差不多就相当于有30个这种庙宇在日本。
How does your heart respond when I tell you that around 126 million people in Japan worship something else instead of Jesus?
让我来告诉你们，在日本差不多有1亿2600万的人正在敬拜假神，而不是真神。
Nearly every person in Japan doesn't have eternal life and doesn't bring God glory with their lives and with the way they worship.
几乎每一个日本人都不将荣耀归给真神，在他们里面没有永生。
When Paul saw the idolatry that was in ancient Athens, he didn't just go away and think, "Oh, how sad."
当保罗在雅典的时候，他不是看到满车都是偶像，他就说好伤心，他就离开了。
He wanted to tell the Athenians about the only true God.
而是他回去告诉他们那些雅典的人啊，那有宇宙当中有一个创造宇宙万物的主宰。
He believed that everyone, no matter who they were or where they were in the world, needed to repent of their ignorance towards the one true God.
保罗相信每一个人都应该为他的无知而悔改，归向真神。
And so he took opportunities that God gave to him to share the good news of Jesus with these people.
所以上帝就给了保罗这样子的一个机会，将福音带到这个雅典的人们。
Helen and I want to respond to the ignorance and idolatry that's in Japan by taking opportunities to share with them about who God really is.
Helen 和我呢，就想要回应上帝的呼召，要把这个福音带到日本传开来。
And we want you to help us by partnering with us in the gospel to make sure that we can go.
但是我们要你们与我们同工，这样子我们确保我们可以到日本去。
As we go through Acts 17 this morning, I want to share some of the similarities between the Athens that Paul saw 2,000 years ago and the Japan that exists today.
当我们在看今天看《使徒行传》17章的时候，我们要让你们知道，就是当保罗当年在看到雅典的这个情况，就等于现在我在看到日本的这样子的情况一样。
And I hope that will help us think about how we can respond this morning to what's out there.
盼望因为借助这样子的这个对比，那你们可以知道我们应该怎么做。
In verse 18, we see that Paul had a problem.
在十八节的时候，保罗有一个问题。
The Greek philosophers heard him talk about Jesus and the resurrection, and they misunderstood him.
当保罗在提到这个耶稣还有这个复活的时候，那些希腊的哲学家他们就误会了保罗的意思。
They thought that he was promoting two gods.
他们以为保罗在说的是提倡两个上帝。
One named Jesus and the other named Anastasia, which is the Greek word for resurrection.
一个是耶稣，一个是复活。
They decided that Paul was a preacher of foreign gods.
他们认为保罗是一个传外教的上帝，传外教上帝的这样子的一个牧者。
You see, when a people are very proud of their own culture, they usually think that foreign things are negative and that they don't really belong.
当一个民族认为他们的这个传统的文化而感到骄傲的时候，他们是很难接受外来的这个事物的。
We know that both Australians and also Chinese can be very proud of our culture, and that sometimes that means we don't have a favorable attitude towards things that come from other cultures.
我们也知道澳大利亚人和中国人也同样有这种文化上的这种骄傲，使到我们有时候很难接受其他外来的宗教或者是外来的事物。
Both confusion and cultural pride are issues in Japan when it comes to how they think about foreign things.
在日本同样也有这样子的情况，因为日本人的这个文化上的骄傲和这个混乱，使到他们很难接受外来的宗教。
Christianity is often viewed as a foreign religion.
日本人经常都把这个基督教看为是外来的宗教。
Japanese can have difficulty believing in Jesus, because he seems to them to be a Western God and not the Savior of all people.
日本人有这样子的困难来相信耶稣，因为他们认为耶稣是外邦人的这个神，所以他们不认为耶稣是全地的救主。
Some Japanese will reject the gospel because they think it's not Japanese and it doesn't belong in Japan.
有一些日本人他们就不能够接受耶稣，因为他们认为耶稣不属于日本的文化，也不属于日本。
Others are skeptical or confused about foreign ideas and religion, and They're reluctant to accept them.
有些他们就保持就怀疑的态度，而不能够接受这样子的一位上帝。
But they are willing to discover more about Christianity before they decide how they might react.
但有一些的他们就想要更清楚明白这个基督教之后，他们才能够做决定。
Like the philosophers in Athens, many Japanese find certain parts of the gospel very strange.
就好像在雅典的人们的保雅典的这些哲学家一样，他们同样的对于这个圣经也有一些的误解和不明白的地方。
The way that you and I share the gospel with our friends in Brisbane might be easily open to misunderstanding because of the cultural differences between us and people in Japan.
因为当我们在这里布里斯本传福音的时候呢，我们这样子的这个传福音的这个态度和这个这样子的态度，当我们同样的把这个带到日本的时候，可能日本人就很难理解。
But still, there are others in Japan, especially among the younger generation, who share what Acts speaks about with the Athenians, their interest that they have in new things.
但是在这个日本的这个青少年呢，他们就比较容易可以接受这个外来的文化。
They are curious about things from outside Japan.And they might be more open to new ideas than others.
这些年轻一代的，他们对于外教的一些东西呢，他们比较感兴趣，而且他们也比较容易可以接受。
The challenge for us as Christians is to take the opportunity that God gives us to share Jesus with those who listen, just like Paul did with the Athenians.
我们同样的，因为领受到这样子的神的这个呼召，我们也要把这个福音带到这个日本去。
Now, when Paul spoke to those who were interested in what he was preaching, he began in quite an interesting way.
当保罗在传讲这个信息的时候，他用了一些很有兴趣的一些开场白。
The word that he uses to describe them, after seeing all of their idols, could be understood positively or negatively.
保罗在看到这个雅典的人们敬拜这些假神的时候呢，保罗的认为就是有一些是正面的，也有一些是负面的。
He could be saying that the Athenians are very religious, and that could be understood in a positive way.
正面的话呢，就是说这些人呢，他们是非常有宗教情操的人。
Or he could be saying that they're very superstitious, which would be negative.
负面的、消极的呢，就是说他们是一些非常迷信的人。
Japanese people are not very religious in the way that you and I think of religion.
在日本人对于这个宗教的情操，不像于你和我所想象，他们这么有宗教的这种热忱。
Many Japanese don't visit shrines on a weekly basis.
很多的日本人，他们不会每周都固定的去他们自己的庙宇。
They don't believe in a clear set of doctrines.
他们也不会很相信的某一些的教义。
They don't follow a strict pattern of religious behavior.
他们也不会很严谨的过一个宗教的典范，或者是过一些宗教的这个就是有一些宗教的这个热忱。
And they don't try to convince others that their religion is true.
他们也不会去告诉其他人，或者是去说服其他人说他们的宗教才是对的。
But Japanese can be very superstitious.
但日本人有时候他们是非常的迷信的。
They go to the shrine to buy lucky charms or make offerings to the gods when they need good luck.
他们会到一些庙宇去里面去祈福，或者是寻求一些好运。
They hold purification ceremonies when they build something new or when they buy a new car.
当他们去买这个车的时候，或者是买房子的时候，他们就会举办一些的洁净礼仪。
We might say that they interact with the spiritual world as kind of like an insurance policy.
就好像他们对于这些灵界的东西，就好像是一个好像买保险一样的事情。
They don't really know whether the gods will answer their prayers or give them good luck, but they think it's better to do these things just in case it works, just in case the gods answer.
他们不知道到底这些事情，这些假神能会不会听他们的祷告，但是做好比没有祈求来得好。
But people need to understand who God really is and how they should relate to Him.
我们应该知道我们的神是什么样的一位上帝，而我们应该与他有怎么样的关系。
And that's why Paul challenges the Athenians the way he does in the main part of his message.
这就是为什么保罗挑战当时的这些雅典的人们，让他们知道到底什么是才是真正的信仰。
He shares something with them that challenges their understanding of God and of religion.
保罗挑战他们，他们所现在所信的这个宗教是一个假的宗教。
Let me read it out again, verses 23 to 29.
让我来读一下23到29节。
For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth,does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God in the hopeThat they might feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said. For we are indeed his offspring. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone.An image formed by the art and imagination of man.
我游行的时候，观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神。你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的上帝，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命、气息、万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人住在纯地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求上帝，或者可以揣摩耳得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。我们既是上帝所生的，就不当以为上帝的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
Paul wants the Athenians to change their perspective of who God is.
保罗要雅典的人们换个思维来看这个真正的神到底是一个怎么样的神。
He wants them to go from worshipping a God they do not know, a God that they worship just in case they missed one God out, to knowing the true God who made the whole world.
保罗要那些雅典的人从敬拜一个卫士之神去反而倒转回转过来去敬拜真神。
We want the same thing for the Japanese, but it can be difficult to find a starting point to talk with them about God.
我们同样的也要把这个消息带到日本，但是我们发现要有一个开始。
When I was in Japan in 2012, a university student came up to us and asked in English, "Excuse me, can you tell me what is God? I keep hearing people talk about God, but I don't."Really know what it is.
但我在2012年在日本的时候呢，有一个留学生，他就来问我了，用英语来问我，请问神是什么？我只是听到好多人都在讨论神，但是我不知道到底神是什么。
You see, for the Japanese, even our Christian idea of God can be difficult to understand and accept.
对于一个日本人来说，我们基督教的这个上帝，他们是很难理解。
In Buddhism, Buddha is not really the creator of the world.
在佛教里面，佛陀不是宇宙创造宇宙的万物的主宰。
And the native Japanese religion Shinto has these things called kami, who are somewhere between local gods and spirits of nature.
在日本的传统的宗教里面呢，就他们的神 Shinto 了，或者是叫 kami 了，他们是介于真正的神和诸灵之间。
The idea that one being made the universe is not normal to the Japanese, and it's not how they think about the world in their daily lives.
所以宇宙万物有一个创始者，对他们来讲是一个非常很新鲜的一件事情。
Like Paul did with the Athenians, someone needs to tell the Japanese about the one true God who made heaven and earth.
就像保罗告诉雅典的人一样的。同样的，在日本也需要有人去告诉他们，他们所信的不是宇宙万物的主宰。
As our passage says, he is the God who doesn't live in shrines or temples. He doesn't need anything from people, because he made us and gave us life.
我们要告诉他们，上帝不住在人手所造的殿，他反而将生命气息赐给万人。
We need to share with them that one God made all people on earth, including the Japanese. And he expects everyone to seek after him, so that all peoples can give him glory.
我们要把这样子的这个福音带到日本去，让日本人都知道全地的主宰是上帝，而且所有的人都是上帝所造的，包括日本人。
The Japanese need to understand that God is not honored when they make idols out of gold, silver, and stone. When they make these things according to their own imagination, and they worship them as God, or they rely on them for good luck.
当他们用这些金银石做一些假神的时候，我们要让他们知道，他们所敬拜的不是真神，而且他们所信的他们只不过是为了一些得到一些的好运而去相信罢了。
Someone must patiently explain these truths to them in the Japanese language, so they have an opportunity to meet the God who gave them life.
有一个人需要告诉他们，而且用日本的文化、日本文来告诉他们，让他们知道宇宙有一个创始者，并且赐予生命。
That's why people like us need to go.
这就是为什么像我们这样子的人，我们需要去到日本。
But you see, Paul, when he spoke to the Athenians, did more than just speak to them using their language.
当保罗到雅典传道的时候，他不单单只是因为他懂得他们的语言罢了。
In verse 28, he uses his knowledge of Greek culture and Greek poetry to connect the ideas that were familiar to the Athenians and to what he was trying to tell them about God.
在28节的时候，保罗不仅仅是用希腊的这个文化，他也用希腊的这个诗歌将上帝和他们的文化串联起来。
Helen and I are trying very hard to learn ways that we can share the gospel by connecting God's truth to things that people will be familiar with from Japanese culture.
Helen 和我呢，已经尝试过不同的方法，去寻找不同的方法，怎么样把基督教的上帝和日本的文化给串联起来。
Probably the most important value in Japanese culture is harmony.
可能最重要的一个，在日本的文化里面，一个最重要的一个字，就是和，和谐的和。
I think we have the character in the next slide. It's the same as in Chinese.
这就是和谐的和。
Disrupting harmony in your neighborhood, in your family, or in your society is perhaps the worst thing you can do in Japanese culture.
在日本的文化里面，可能最严重的事情就是当你破坏了这个家庭，或者是亲戚，或者是整个社区的这个和谐。
But we've discovered many truths about the gospel can be communicated using references to harmony.
我们发现在圣经里面的这个福音可以用类似的方式，这个和谐的方式来把这个给传达到日本的文化里面。
God himself reflects perfect harmony as the Trinity.
我们的上帝，三一的神，在他们当中就已经是一个和谐的这上帝。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exist in perfect unity as one God.
父、子、圣灵三位一体的神就是一个完美的和谐。
There was perfect harmony between God, creation, and humanity when God made the world.
当上帝在创造这个世界的时候，整个世界与神与人有一个完美的和谐。
Until men and women violated the harmony by rejecting God and choosing to live our own way.
直到亚当跟夏娃，就是男人跟女人，破坏了这个和谐，违背上帝的时候，这个和谐就被破坏掉了。
Jesus restores perfect harmony by being divine and human in one person.
耶稣也就修复了这个这样子的一个破坏，而使到这个人与神之中能够有和谐。
Jesus' death reconciles our broken relationship with God by making atonement for the harmony that was destroyed.
因为这是罪使到我们与神隔绝了，也因着耶稣基督一人的这个赎罪救赎，使到我们与人和神之中又可以恢复到和谐的关系。
And Jesus' resurrection brings a new age of eternal harmony.
上帝的这个复活，耶稣基督的复活带来一个永恒的和谐。
An age where we live in perfect peace under His rule forever, and we enjoy the life and the love that He offers to us in the gospel.
我们就可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前，与神同居。
But this hope of restored harmony is only available to those who repent.
但是这样子的一个和谐，只是存在于当一个人悔改归向真神的时候。
And we see in the final verses of Acts 17 that that's how Paul finishes his message.
当我们看到使徒行传十七章的时候，保罗是这样子来说的。
He calls the Athenians to turn away from their ignorance, from their idolatry, and from their sin.
保罗要雅典的人们从一些这个无知，从这个拜偶像还有罪里面回转过来。
Why is it important that they do this?
为什么保罗一直强调这个这么重点呢？
Because soon God will judge the world in righteousness through Jesus Christ.
因为上帝会借着耶稣基督，也因着上帝的公义要审判这个世界。
Everyone will face judgment according to their relationship with God.
我们将会受到神的审判，对于我们与神之间的关系是如何。
Those of us who've broken or disrupted harmony with God will have to be punished.
当我们人与神没有一些正确和谐的关系的时候，我们人就要受到审判。
And time is running out.
而且时间是不多的了。
That's why Paul was eager to proclaim the one true God to the Athenians in Acts 17.
这就是为什么保罗在使徒行传十七章的时候要一直宣告那独一。
And it's why we need to urgently proclaim the gospel to the Japanese today.
这就是为什么我们需要很迫切地宣告独一的真神耶稣基督在日本的文化里面。
In the last two verses up on the screen, you see that there was a range of responses to Paul's message.
当你看到最后两节32、33节的时候，那些人对于保罗的回应是怎么样的呢？
Some people mocked what he said. They made fun of it.
有些人就藐视保罗，就好像把戏弄保罗一样。
Some people delayed making a decision. They said, "We'll hear you again another time."
有些人就迟疑，就不相信这个保罗所说的。
But some believed and they put their faith in Jesus Christ.
但是有一些人，他们相信了，他们就认定耶稣基督为他们的救主。
We believe that by going to Japan and preaching the gospel, there will be a range of responses to the message, and we'll experience many disappointments.
我们也相信，当我们去到日本的时候，我们同样的也会受到一些像保罗一样的这些对待。
But we trust God that some people will respond to the message by believing and being saved.
但是我们也相信，上帝会把拯救的人数加添给我们。
How will you respond towards this great ignorance that exists towards God in Japan?
当你们听到这样子的消息，你们会有什么样的反应？就是整个日本都是满城都是偶像，而且不相信上帝。
Do you share our distress this morning that nearly every person in one of the largest nations on earth don't give glory to the only true God, instead They worship idols.
你们是否跟我们一样感觉到非常的沮丧和失望？尤其是日本的人，他们一点都不相信这个上帝，而且有大多数的人都在敬拜这假神。
If you have a heart like Paul's, if you want to see God getting glory from people all around the world, if you want to see people gain eternal life through knowing God, through knowing Jesus, then there's something you can do this morning.
如果你们想知道保罗当时的情形，我们这次去的要去日本的时候，也同样要带去同样的心情。但是你们这一次，你们可以做一些的东西。
We cannot take this message to Japan unless brothers and sisters like you partner with us and send us out.
你们可以做什么呢？因为我们这一次去到日本的时候，我们需要你们与我们同工，一同的把我们差送到日本去。
Not everyone in this room can take the gospel to Japan. In person, but you can ensure that the good news of Jesus gets proclaimed in Japan by sending us to them on your behalf.
不是每一个人都可以把福音带到日本的，但是你可以相信，借助我们，我们可以将福音带到日本去。
You can share the hope of eternal life, with the Japanese through us.
你们可以借助我们，把这个永生的福分、永生的盼望带到日本去。
Helen's going to come and share more with you about how you can be partners with us in the gospel.
Helen 将会来跟大家一起分享你们是怎么样可以与我们同工的。
谢谢。
行，谢谢。
大家好，我是 Helen。
大家好，我是 Helen。
如果大家愿意支持我们去日本的宣教施工呢，我可以提供给大家一些具体的如何支持我们的建议。
如果大家想支持我们的宣教施工，我可以给大家一些建议。
支持宣教施工的第一方面就是祷告。
支持宣教施工的第一方面就是祷告。
赋能人是 OMF 还或者是中国内地会在中国和缅甸的宣教士。
赋能人是中国在缅甸的宣教士。
赋能人他这样说，任何宣教的成功是在祷告上建立的。
赋能人他说任何宣教成功是在祷告的基础上建立的。
所以在家祷告的人和那些在国外宣教的宣教士，他们的事工是同样的重要。
所以在家祷告和在外国宣教的宣教士，他们的工作同样重要。
所以我们应该要了解到神，他是一位聆听祷告的神，还有我们当我们在祷告的时候，神他在福音工厂上所做工的那个重要性。
所以我们应该知道我们祷告的话神的重要性。
神不只是靠宣教士来成就福音的工作，
神不单只是靠宣教士来成就他的工作，
他也是垂听我们祷告来成就宣教事工，
他也是通过垂听我们的祷告来成就宣教事工。
所以没有大家祷告的支持，
所以如果没有大家祷告支持，
我们在日本的事工就不可能有果实，
我们在日本的事工就不可能有果实。
所以如果大家有感动的话呢，可以订阅我们的newsletter， 就是我们的电子海报。
如果大家有感动的话，可以订阅我们的 newsletter， 就是电子海报。
我们每六个星期呢会寄出我们的 newsletter， 跟大家分享我们宣教的状况还有祷告的事项。
我们每个星期都会 send 寄 newsletter 给大家分享我们的宣教的情况。
也希望大家继续为我们祷告，求神来软化日本人的心，开他们的眼，让他们真的可以去敬拜我们的唯一真神。
你都继续要希望大家继续为我们祷告，是软化本人的心去开发他们的心去接受我们的真神。
如果大家愿意订阅我们的海报的话呢，可以在这边写下你的资料，你的姓名还有你的 email。
如果大家愿意订阅我们的 newsletter 的话，请在这里写下你的通讯方法。
支持我们宣教施工的 另一个方面呢就是差派。
我哋另外一个方面呢就是差派。
如果大家因为工作或者是学习的原因呢，你不能参加短宣或者是长期的宣教，你还是可以参与神的使命。
如果大家因为工作的原因不可以参加长期的宣教的话，或者短宣的话，你们仍然是有机会可以完成神的使命。
你可以差派宣教士协助我们去你不能去的地方，而且需要福音的地方。
你可以差派宣教士去我们去不到的地方。
当你奉献你的时间、你的精力、你的能力、你的爱心来差派宣教士出去传福音，你就成为宣教士的同工。
如果你奉献你的时间、精力、能力去差派宣教士的话，你就成为了宣教士的同工，
和我们一起完成神的大使命，
和我们一起完成神的大使命。
没有弟兄姐妹在经济、爱心、精力方面的支持，我们就没有办法去日本。
如果没有弟兄姊妹在爱心、精力、经济方面的支持，我们就没可能去到日本。
宣教事工不只需要宣教士，
宣教事工不单只需要宣教士，
还需要很多愿意差派我们、鼓励我们、照顾我们需要的同工，
也都需要很多鼓励我们、差派我们、鼓励我们需要的同工。
如果大家有负担在经济方面支持我们去日本宣教，
如果大家有负担在经济方面支持我们去日本宣教，
您可以向我们拿一张我们的祷告卡。
你可以向我们拿一张我们的祷告卡。
你可以填写你的资料，然后把这个卡片还给我们。
可以填写你的资料，然后将那个卡片还给我们。
OMF 或者是海外宣教会呢，我们的宣教组织将会和您联系。
OMF 的宣教组织就会同你联系。
作为一名差派者。
作为一个差派者，
你可以分享宣教士的成功还有挣扎。
你可以分享宣教士的成功和挣扎。
宣教士的成功就是你的成功。
宣教士的成功就是你的成功。
宣教士的挣扎就是你的挣扎。
宣教士的挣扎就是你的挣扎。
如果你愿意了解更多宣教事工的信息，
如果你愿意了解更多宣教事工的信息，
我们也很愿意跟您进一步的分享。
我们很愿意同你进一步分享。
我们每一个人，
我们每一个人
都在神的大使命中扮演不同的角色，
都在神的大使命中扮演不同角色。
不论你支持宣教事工的方法是我们今天所提到的祷告或者是差派，
无论你宣教事工的方法是通过祷告或是差派，
你可以相信我们可以与神同工，把福音带到世界的每一个角落。
你都可以相信我们可以与神同工，将福音带去世界每一个角落。
谢谢大家。
多谢大家。